the bakers of that good Weber's bread present your All-Star Western Theater.
Singing along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Trail herding cowboy, hop on your pony, singing low.
Healy-o, healy-o.
Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio, singing
low. Healy-o, healy-o. Long, weary day and a dusty road to travel, but we'll make the boss pay for all this battle. Driving cattle,
light-hearted Capri, trail herding cowboy, singing
healy-a, healy-o.
Keep moving, dogies, time is a-wasting, singing
healy-a, healy-o.
I'm not impatient, but why don't you hasten, singing
healy-a, healy-o. You ought to know that a certain someone's waiting. You ought to know that to captivate and confiscate, and
arms will enfold this trail herding cowboy, singing
healy-a, healy-o.
Strayed from his mother, singing
healy-a, healy-o.
Trail herding cowboy, there goes another, singing
healy-a, healy-o. Follow the dogies through endless days of sunshine. When this drive is over, we'll take our fun time all at one time.
Makes me unhappy, trail herding cowboy, singing
healy-a, healy-o, healy-a, healy-o.
Thank you, friends. This is Foy Willing with a Western welcome for you. It's roundup time for the songs and stories of the West, and you're all invited to grab a place around the campfire and listen while the Riders of the Purple Sage do their stuff.
And, Foy, the stuff today includes something we haven't had for a while, a real old-fashioned waltz.
Well, that's right, Terry. And I think this is one of the prettiest waltzes of them all, sometime.
Sometimes, to every lonely one, sometimes someone comes along. Somewhere, there is an only one singing.
sometimes someone comes along somewhere. There is an only one singing love's old song.
The gray skies above will change to fair.
Okay, fellas, ready up your music for the next number, and I'll take the spotlight and make with a few words about Weber's bread. Words like, well, delicious, fresh, and popular. Sure, folks, those words all fit Weber's bread. Delicious. Why, the bakers of Weber's bread turn out a loaf that's better than the best loaf Grandma ever baked. Fresh, it most certainly is, for Weber's bread is delivered early each morning to your grocers. Popular, let the record speak for itself. Weber's is the favorite bread of folks here in Southern California. And remember, friends, the bakers of Weber's bread don't make any high-sounding claims for their product. They just say it's good bread. Then they let their bread prove it. So try that good Weber's bread. Look for the bright blue check gingham wrapper. It's at your neighborhood grocer's waiting for you. Back now to your all-star Western Theater.
Many of the popular songs of the West are written by Foy Willing, and many of them are used in pictures. Here's one that clicked on the screen, on recordings, and in the fancy of all Western Melody fans. The Riders of the Purple Sage and California.
California, sun shines longer, hearts are stronger, California.
It goes on ya.
Trees are taller, cares are smaller, California.
Gonna hitch my wagon, saddle up my horse, I'm heading for the place I love the best.
I'm gonna keep a riding till I'm positive.
I get right to the ocean and I can't go further west, California.
Nights are brighter, days are lighter, California.
There I'll join ya.
I won't fail to hit the trail to California.
Saddle up my horse, I'm heading for the place I love the best.
I'm gonna keep a riding till I'm positive.
I get right to the ocean and I can't go further west, California.
Nights are brighter, days are lighter, California.
There I'll join ya.
I won't fail to hit the trail to California.
Trail to California.
California.
Trail to California.
Out here in the West, we spend a lot of time out of doors, and we see a lot of scenery that you won't find anywhere else in the world. The reason our songwriters talk so much about the mountains and the wind and the great cattle ranges is because all of those things make up the real West. And the West itself is both our home and our way of living.
Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage bring you a bit of the real West set to music, where the mountains meet the sky.
I'm heading for the blue horizon, where the mountains meet the sky.
saddle up my faithful Pinto and bid all the boys goodbye.
I'll say so long to Mom and Dad and tell Sister not to cry.
'Cause I'm heading for the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky.
I'm gonna ride, 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 ride down that dusty trail to the land of sweet enchantment where hardships don't prevail. When my roundup days are over and I said my last goodbye,
I'll be up in the blue horizon
where the mountains meet the sky.
This is the time when Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage bring you another of their adventures of the West. You'll find that the boys run into plenty of excitement in this story of the circus pitch. Don't think that the spirit and adventures of the Old West are gone forever. We may have our cities and highways and airports, but we still have our wild country and our little cow towns where horses and boots and six guns play the same part they did in the 1890s. Back in the cow towns and farming villages, you'll find that show business, too, is almost the same as it was before the turn of the century. The carnival, the medicine show, and the one-ring circus still follow the familiar trails through the West. And it's a big event when the circus comes to town.
Drifting along, singing a song under.
Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage were on a horse trip through the beautiful country around Green Valley when they rode into the little town of Ropeville. Ropeville's a town with a strange history and a dusty little place, even on circus day.
Some show, isn't it, Al?
Well, I've seen bigger circuses, but I'll bet this is the greatest show that ever played Ropeville.
Let's not make any cracks about this great city, Al. It was a famous town in the old days.
I never heard of it before.
Why, this town at one time used twice as much rope as any cow town in the West.
Well, what for?
Why, half of it for roping cattle and the other half for hanging citizens.
Sounds kind of tough.
The citizens that didn't get hung got shot.
Well, then why didn't they call it Leadville?
Well, because there's already a Leadville in Colorado.
I think you're giving me a big hurrah here.
Sure, but this was a great cattle town in its day, and plenty wild.
The only hula hula dancer mentioned in Who's Who. She swings and sways 100 ways. Around and round and round she goes, and how she does it, nobody knows. Trip right over here, you two.
Hey, I think he's talking to us, boy.
Well, I reckon he is. But we don't have to fall for his pitch. That is, unless you want to see Gilda, the hula dancer.
Well, I... Gosh!
That okay, is... okay, come on.
That's it, gentlemen. Inside, there's a show that you don't want to... Foy. Foy Willing.
Well, darn if it isn't Shorty Jones. I haven't seen you since we made our last picture.
What brings you to this part of the country?
Oh, the boys and I are on a little trip. And Al and I came to town to see the circus. Al Sloy, Shorty Jones.
How do you do?
Hi, Shorty.
You call this a circus? Why, when I was with Ringling Brothers, this whole outfit would have had one booth in the sideshow.
Well, it isn't very big, but neither's the town.
You can say that again. We've sold 20 cents worth of tickets to look at Gilda, and both customers wanted their money back.
Oh, you mean she ain't as good as you claim?
Brother, she's the sole surviving defendant of the Salem witch trials.
Aren't you sort of ashamed to take the public's money?
I might be if I could get enough of it. Brother, I wish I was back in Hollywood. But there aren't many parts for midget cowboys.
Maybe not. But you sure were terrific in that last picture.
Yeah, I remember. The shortest cowboy in the world riding the biggest horse they could find.
That's right. They had to bring me a ladder to get down after every shot.
You know, they ought to write in more of that stuff for you, Shorty. That was a funny scene.
Well, you just let me know when they do, Foy. I'll hop the first plane for California. This dumpy cowboy is getting me down. Hey, what is it?
Say, that's good.
Hold there. Oh. All right, get him up.
What is this?
Oh, they've got something new for a circus. A real old-fashioned holdup.
Oh.
Masked bandits and everything.
But, Foy...
I set up. Get your hands up.
Okay, I'll go along with the joke.
Well, Foy, this...
But listen, doesn't it scare some of your customers?
Shut up, you. Hand over your wallets.
It sure sounds real, don't it?
Yeah. Rest of you over there. Don't make a move.
Huh?
Keep him covered, Pedro.
By golly, he does sound real.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. He is real.
Oh. Well, in that case, here's my money, and I'm not arguing with that gun.
Well, here's my wallet.
Mine, too, but you won't find much in it.
Okay, we knocked over the ticket wagon. Might as well pick up a little gravy around the edges, too. Come on, Pedro.
Hey, get up! We'll be after you before you get very far.
Ow!
Did they get you, Al?
No, just got a look at Gilda, the hula girl.
Well, that was a slick holdup, and that's just about the finish for yours truly.
Well, what do you mean, Shorty?
Well, they got my money, and if it's true that they cleaned out the ticket wagon, this show's busted.
You mean all the show's money was in cash?
All the money this outfit has would just about meet the payroll and get us the next town. If that's gone, we're stuck in Ropeville.
Oh, Shorty, that's a fate worse than death.
Well, let's get the money back.
Well, how?
The rest of the boys are up in town, but their horses are here.
Every saddle's got a shotgun on it. We were going hunting.
Well, let's get up a posse.
Let somebody else do that and follow us. We'll get on the trail and try to catch those mugs before they get to the highway. Come on. Hey, listen, when the police come, tell them to follow our trail.
And go up to the ticket wagon and tell the boss.
Here's the horses right through here.
I'll take the black one. He's the smallest.
Oh, we haven't got a ladder, Shorty, but Al and I can lift you up.
Yeah, here you go. Oh, I'm glad you're not a heavy midget.
Hey, thanks. Let's go.
Right with you. Steady, boy. Oh, up, boy. Up, come on. Yeah. There go our bandits, right at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, you'll never catch them. There's a car waiting for them over there.
Well, if they get there, they'll be gone.
Well, they've got to double back a half a mile across the bridge. Let's cut them off.
Are you crazy, Foy?
Over the edge here. Keep your horses on their feet.
Over there?
You mean right down that mountainside?
You were good enough to ride in pictures, Shorty. Let's see you do it when the chips are down. Oh, easy, boy. Come on.
Okay.
Easy. Right over there.
Oh, get over, boy. Get over there. We'll slip here and we're going to hear prettier music than we ever sung, Foy.
I'd rather be doing this for a picture and getting paid for it.
I'd rather be doing it on the radio.
Let's not have any sound effects of you falling down the mountain, Al. You'll really get busted up.
Hey!
Golly, we haven't got enough trouble. They have to start shooting at us.
We haven't got far to go, and they'll be lucky if they hit us with six guns.
I'll shoot back at them.
With a shotgun? You couldn't even scare them.
Well, maybe they can't hit us, but I don't want them to miss me any closer.
Well, looks like we've got them, Foy. We'll hit the lower trail between them and the bridge.
Yep. Hold it, boy.
I thought you were going that time.
Here's the trail. Easy, fella, easy.
Hold up there.
Tie the horses here. We'll get behind that boulder and cover them as they come down the trail.
We just got here in time. They're coming now.
Yeah. Got your guns ready?
All set.
Mine's ready.
Okay.
Throw down your guns. You're covered.
Missed them.
Well, they missed us, too.
Yeah, but they went into those big rocks like scared rabbits, and we'll have a fine time getting them out.
With 40 yards of open trail between here and there, I ain't going to try it. I'll wait till the posse gets here.
That's a fine idea. They can't get away. If they stick their heads up, we'll let them have it, huh?
And they can't hit us behind this big boulder.
There's only one thing wrong with that. Whoever's waiting in that car may decide to draw cards in this game before the posse gets here.
That's right. And we're vulnerable from behind.
We're clay pigeons if anyone comes up behind us.
Well, see, maybe we can scramble up the hill and shoot down on them.
Our little playmates in the rocks over there would pick us off one at a time. Nope. We're stuck.
The question is, did we catch a bandit or did they catch us?
We got one chance. If one of us could get on top of this big rock, we could have those boys cold. He'd be looking right down their throats.
Yeah, but that rock goes straight up for more than 15 feet.
And it's slicker than a Hollywood agent.
You know, the three of us standing on each other's shoulders might just be able to get a man on top.
Yeah, we might, and he'd have a shot at those guys and still be protected.
Let's try it. I'll go up.
If you think I'm going to take the bottom spot, you're nuts.
Okay, okay. Get on Al's shoulders, and I'll climb over you.
Well, up you go, Shorty.
Okay. Come on up, boy.
Give me a hand, Al.
Up. Hey, take it easy on my head.
Sorry, Al. Let me get my foot on your shoulder, Shorty. There, that's it.
Can you reach the top?
No, darn it, it's a foot too high. I'm coming down.
Keep your spurs out of my ears.
Sorry, Shorty.
Ouch! Oh, my head again.
Ooh. Sorry, Al.
Well, that's that.
Pretty soon we'll have bandits behind us and in front of us.
One of us has got to get on top of that rock somehow.
Don't look at me. I can't jump that high.
No, you can't, Shorty. Wait a minute.
Now what?
You can't jump that high, Shorty. What do you weigh?
70 pounds. Why?
Well, I bet Al and I could throw you up there.
Now, wait a minute.
All right. Would you rather wait and get into a gun battle from both sides?
No.
All right. You want to try it?
Well, all right.
Okay. Grab his arm and leg, Al.
Yeah, before he changes his mind.
Now, take it easy.
We'll toss a gun up to you.
One, two, three! Oh, nice pitch.
You all right, Shorty?
Yeah, lit on my head. Throw up a gun.
Okay, here it is. Catch.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, you over there. We got you covered. Come on out.
Come and get us.
Prove it to him, Shorty.
That did it?
Please do not shoot anymore, senores. I give up.
Pedro's coming out to surrender, Foy. The other guy's got an arm full of buckshot.
Nice going, Shorty. That's what I call throwing the book at him.
Throwing me at him, you mean?
You better stay up there, Shorty, and keep an eye on that car on the highway.
Sure, this is a swell spot. Except for one thing.
What's that, Shorty?
I can't figure out how I'll ever get down without breaking my neck.
Want to know how to feel like a kid again? Well, here's one way. Right after the All-Star Western Theater rings down the curtain for tonight, you go right out to the bread box and butter up a piece of bread. Add jam or jelly or brown sugar or peanut butter or whatever you like. And friends, if it's Weber's bread you have in the kitchen, you're definitely in luck. For Weber's has that real old-fashioned home-baked flavor, grandma style. The bakers of Weber's bread believe they're turning out an unusually tasty loaf. See if you don't agree. See if soft and fresh Weber's doesn't hit the spot with you the way it does with other folks here in Southern California. Here where Weber's is the favorite bread. At the store, you can tell it's Weber's by the bright blue-checked gingham wrapper. If you haven't tried it yet, do so tomorrow. It's that good Weber's bread.
Finale time in the All-Star Western Theater. And as the curtain goes up, we find spotlighted on the stage the entire company. Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage, the orchestra, and filling the theater the strains of one of the greatest of all Wanderer's songs, Bob Nolan's Western classic, Tumblin' Tumbleweeds.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind.
I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn.
I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed.
It's time to saddle and ride again. We're sorry to be leaving, but glad you could be with us. Make it again next week. This is Foy Willing saying so long for Al Sloyd, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the writers of the Purple Sage. Tony Barrett and Dick Trout helped us tell our story. Thanks go to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. So long for now, and easy riding wherever you go.
From Hollywood, you've heard your All-Star Western Theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee Stations, Los Angeles.